In the process of saving appearances, philosophers had hitherto discussed mainly the aspect of saving. As to the appearances themselves, little if anything had been said. For this, there are, of course, excellent reasons. But by way of a reaction to the excessive concentration on the purely logical side of deduction, the time was ripe for something to be said about the material of observation, without which empirical inquiry remains barren. The old Aristotelian instrument, or organon, of the syllogism could not serve the advancement of science. A new organon seemed to be required. The first to state these problems explicitly was Francis Bacon, from 1561 to 1626, being the son of the Lord Keeper of the Great Seal, and trained in the legal profession. Bacon grew up in a climate that naturally led him into a government career. At 23, he entered Parliament and later became the adviser of the Earl of Essex. When Essex fell into disgrace for treason, Bacon sided with the Crown, though he was never able to command the full confidence of Elizabeth. But when James I succeeded to the throne in 1603, the outlook became more hopeful.